Welcome, welcome to another episode of Professional Couch Coaches with Doc and Mike. I am your girl. There go my boy Mike, right on cue. That boy know he be jumping in there. He ready to roll. So we came to you guys last week talking about a couple free agency things that had kind of popped off. Now here we are, Mike. This is like third week of free agency. The NFL's been kind of quiet, actually, during this time, because a lot of big names, they've already signed their contracts, all these big trades that they've already kind of happened. This is kind of the slow period during free agency. But one big trade did just happen with L'Jarius. We always want to call him L'Darius. But L'Jarius Sneed was playing with Kansas City. Kansas City just traded him. And now he is going to be a Tennessee Titan. So what's your thoughts on that?
I wanted him bad, Willette.
Oh, did you?
I wanted him bad. I mean, you talk about another 6'2 corner on the opposite side of JPJ. I wanted him bad. You talk about what they give up, a future fourth, third round pick?
They gave up, I believe it was a fourth.
Next year's fourth and a sixth or a seventh.
And a sixth, year, I think it was a seventh round.
A seventh round pick of this year and next year's third or fourth, like. You know, I know L'Jarius is going to want, you know, at least 20 mil a year, but man, that would have been an asset. That would have been a great asset to have.
So, I remember L'Jarius very well from when Kansas City played the Ravens, because he was the one that punched out the ball on Zay Flowers when Zay was about to score. I'm well aware of his skill set. Mm-hmm. But it's funny they sent him to the Titans, because I'm sure he could have went a variety of places. But I think they purposefully sent him to the Titans. So
I mean, for peanuts though.
For peanuts. Yeah,
for next year's fourth, that's just insane to me.
I wonder why they didn't want to pay him.
Do they have the money? I mean, they just gave Chris Jones what, 100 million, 100 something million?
Yeah, they did.
do they?
Patty Mahomes, he rescheduled his contract though, so
I think his restructure freed up what, 20 mil, but I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe on the inside, he wanted to do something else.
Yeah. So they didn't want to pay him, and he was frustrated by that. So they said, you know what? We'll take some draft picks for you. And they sent him to Tennessee, where his career, we hope, don't go to die. But
Tennessee might be a sleeper, though.
As far as what?
They're a quarterback away
from
being contenders in their division.
You think so?
I do. They got weapons on the outside.
Okay, with the Colts.
With the Jags. Well, I mean, the Colts ain't scary.
Jags, Texans.
Jags. They can beat the Jaguars. They did. I don't know their record in their division last year, but I know that they could beat the Jaguars. The only team that they should really be chasing is Houston.
I feel okay. Well, hey.
That division is like the NFC South.
It's anybody's division. You just never know.
Yeah.
Well, they got him a playmaker, and apparently you wanted him to be a Steeler.
I did.
And he's
but
not.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay? Mm-hmm. You think y'all be all right?
Yeah, we're gonna be okay regardless. You can't have everybody in the NFL. That's the whole purpose of the salary cap.
Well, here's a list of some free agents that are remaining. You were saying you wanted somebody to be on the opposite side of Joey Porter Jr. What about Stephon Gilmore?
I would love Gilly Locke. I would love Gilly.
But
Gilly a little long in the tooth in football years.
Are you calling the man old, Mike?
He's only probably 32, 33. That ain't old at all. But for NFL football player, that's
in football years, that's what he's like years, 55.
Yeah, close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any other cornerbacks jump out to you that, you know, you need to put your glasses on. You can't see a
little. Xavier Howard and Trey White, those are good corners. Steven Nelson, I think that's some bad blood there. I don't think he coming back to Pittsburgh. But yeah, Xavier Howard and Trey White, they ain't bad. I mean, shoot, don't y'all need a corner? You asking us about
We need a lot of stuff. So a lot of like Ravens Twitter have been talking about they want Xavier Howard like bad. Because what they truly want to do is move Marlon from on the outside and put him in the slot and let him play more slot corner. That's what the fan base want now.
Do the fan base know football?
Do some of them know football? Maybe, but that's what they're screaming for. They want to move Marlon. They want to move Marlon around. So they want another corner. We need corners. Yes, we need corners. We need edge. that's probably about it. We probably need, that's really O-line, but we'll probably draft O-line.
If you move Marlon from the outside to the slot, where's Cal Hamilton going to play?
Where he should be playing as a safety. He was playing slot-ish because he was playing everywhere, but he was playing slot-ish because we didn't have anybody to really cover a slot receiver or tight end, or we didn't really have anybody to do that.
But that's where Cal Hamilton excels at his position, is to be that box safety / I can step out and guard the slot or play this zone area where I can potentially always be a blitzer. Or, you know, play somewhere in the flats. Or I'm always here for run help. You know, that's where he excels, is around that box area.
I agree. But I'm just telling you what Ravens Twitter is saying. They want Xavier Howard so that they can move Marlon around.
But then y'all lost another corner too. What was the other corner y'all lost to free agency?
We lost Darby. He went to the Jaguars.
So now if you move Marlon, now you need two corners to play. Yeah,
we got a couple people that were injured last year that are going to come back. But
y'all believe in Brandon Stevens that much?
Yeah, I think he has arrived. I think year three was good for him. Year four, it might be year three, I can't remember. Was good for him. This is year four. I think he's ready. I mean, it's either do or die. I mean, if not, then, you know, he'll be on his way out. So, yeah, they believe in him.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know if I believe in him, but the fan base in the front office believes in him.
I can see Marlon being good in the slot, just because he won't have to. Well, typically you don't have to cover people, you know, up and down the field, long distances and stuff like that. He done lost a step, but he has.
He was injured, Mike, and it's wrong of you to judge him for being. Don't make that face. He was injured.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
However, you want to, you know, put it out there, the man lost a step. And that's okay. You know, you just got to get smarter, you know, in the NFL, you know. So I think he could be a good slot. It's just in y'all's defense, you know, which is kind of similar to Pittsburgh's, you know. that's when you got a player like a Kyle Hamilton, you don't want to put him somewhere where you can't utilize all of his strengths and his attributes, you know. And I ain't saying Marlon should stay on the outside to die, but if who you gonna choose? You gonna choose to put Kyle Hamilton there, or you gonna choose to put Marlon there?
I would put Kyle Hamilton there, but
just like the in the Ravens coaches would. This is why we are couch coaches. So
exactly, because so, we can't trust Ravens Twitter. They be saying some wild shit, man.
So you gotta pick and choose, you know.
I'm gonna give you an example. This ain't about free agency, but peep what I read on Ravens Twitter like 2 days ago. They said we should trade Mark Andrews because we don't need him because we got Isaiah Likely.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nodding your head as in you agree? You're drunk too. Have you been drinking?
No, I'm gonna tell you why.
Oh, I want to hear. You can okay.
So
tell me. Convince me.
So you know how I feel about Mark, right? You yeah. already know. I think he top three, right?
Absolutely. So, he's top three. You just said it. Okay.
Top three, right?
Okay.
But he's been injured at least the past 2 years, right? And then I'm not saying that this is a reason why he's not good or nothing, because he's still Mark Andrews. Right. But if you gonna try to trade somebody as a you got to strike while the iron's hot. Look what the Bears right. did. You don't want to fall into a situation that the Bears fell into, that you go into another season and you're like, you know what, Mark, we're going to give you one more season. He get hurt again. And then what? Now you either got to re-sign him or release him. Now you done lost him for nothing. So if you're going to trade him right before the draft to a team that need a tight end and get what you can. I mean, you could probably still get a good third or a second for Mark. People going to be hesitant, though, because he ain't played in the past 2 years.
He has played in the past 2 years, though.
He's played, but he hasn't played a full season. I'm saying all 16 games.
It's hard to play all 17 games or whatever.
Even 16, 15. Give me two or three games off.
Yeah, okay. He was injured a lot last year, but he came back in the playoffs.
He did.
The year before that, he missed like maybe three games. And it was like knee stuff, but I do not believe we should even consider getting rid of Mark Andrews. I love Isaiah Likely. I think it could be a 1-2 punch at tight end. I think the punch only works, though, if you have Mark Andrews there.
But you've seen games without Mark Andrews, and Isaiah Likely has still held his own. So
he has.
And we don't know what that would look like for a full season. But what I'm saying is the NFL is a GM, or, you know, if you're the GM, You gotta strike when you can, or you gonna miss out.
Well, we're gonna see if what happens. But this is what Ravens Twitter wants to move on from Mark Andrews. I think they got a little happy because Isaiah did really, really well when Mark wasn't there. And the team actually flowed a little differently when Mark wasn't there. However, like you said, I still think Mark is like a top three tight end, and he's very reliable for Lamar. That's what I would be focusing on. But hey, you know, what do I know? But that's what Ravens Twitter is saying. Ravens Twitter is like, it's time to move on for Mark Andrews.
So I don't think that's a bad take, though. I don't at all. I don't think that's a bad take.
Well, I had Twitter fingers the other day, and I corrected a bunch of people because I thought it was a bad take. And I said, are y'all on drugs?
I think you have fell in love with the player more than you have the team when it comes to him particularly.
No. I mean, he's a good tight end, but I'm thinking about the team. I think they would play better. I think Lamar plays better when he has that opportunity to play with Mark. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think he's like Travis Kelce to the other boy. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I think they're like locked in, like for real. Like that's his guy.
Oh, like his security blanket.
Yeah, he is.
Do you believe in Lamar enough that if y'all traded Mark Andrews that Lamar could still be effective?
Yes, I do believe in.
So
you were trying to be funny, but yes, I do believe Lamar could play with anybody, anytime, anywhere is what I believe.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it's not a bad take.
I hear you. We're going to see what happens. I doubt they'll do that because he's still on the contract for like another 3 years. But if somebody's willing to take his salary, then, I mean, I think they don't care. But I doubt that.
You think the Cowboys wouldn't want him?
Oh, yeah, they would. He would probably cry, too. I mean, he's good.
They need a tight end.
The Cowboys ain't got no money, though.
It's a lot of teams that need the Jets need a tight end.
They would have. I don't think they would trade them up there.
Right, you think they would stay in the NFC if they traded them?
Yeah. But who knows? They gave Orlando Brown to the Chiefs.
They did.
They sometimes they don't care. They'll send you if you want to, you know, who knows? But I seriously doubt they would trade them at this point. We don't need no draft picks, so they don't need to do that.
You can always have more draft picks.
Mike, they have 9 draft picks. They don't need any more draft picks for this year. They'll probably have 10 or 11 next year. They don't need draft picks. We need to get rid of some at this point. We need players. We need to get rid of some. Because all they're going to do is
you're going to get players in the draft.
They're going to cut half of them. that's my point. Like, it's like a waste, but that's my point. But I Ravens Twitter does not want Mark Andrews. So free agency has been, you know, a little up and down these last 3 weeks because now we're gearing up for the draft. Moving from free agency, it is March. And we are both from the great state. Well, I'm technically from Mississippi, but we're from the great state of North Carolina, and it's a basketball state.
Mississippi, where the water's running clear.
The waters are so dirty. Oh my God, that river. But anyway, we're both from North Carolina. So it's tournament time. We're in the thick of March Madness. I've done my bracket for both men's and women's. We got a little pot going at work. So I'm hoping I will win. Everybody knows I'm down in Houston. So, of course, you know who everybody at work picked to win the tournament. They're homers. So they picked the University of Houston to win the tournament. I myself did not even pick them to be in the Final Four. Here's our Final Four predictions.
I didn't pick them either.
No, I didn't. I got them, I think, losing in Elite Eight. But here's our Final Four predictions for the guys. We got UNC versus UConn. We both chose UNC versus UConn. UConn's ranked. Are they number one? They're one, right?
They're one overall.
One overall. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm actually my championship, and then we got Purdue versus Duke. Now, you and I both are Carolina fans. Mm-hmm. You said Duke's not that good, so they won't make it to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of like mine. They're good enough and could catch a streak team that I think that they can make it through the Final Four because they're playing in Houston's bracket. And you know who I had? I have Duke beating the University of Houston. I can't remember when, like eighth or in the eighth seed or something. But I actually have freaking Kentucky to play Duke to get to the Final Four, and Kentucky's already out.
Yeah, they lost.
Mm-hmm. So that makes me think Duke actually has a better chance of getting to the Final Four.
I don't know. You know, I'm a Carolina fan. I want Duke to be terrible, but just I don't
suck it up.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see Duke as like that high caliber team to beat a Houston. I do see Houston slipping up because I've seen them lose a couple games, you know, watching them play. But it's the tournament time. Anything can happen. Like, yeah, that's what makes March Madness March Madness. I mean, you know, I got Gonzaga coming out that bracket, yeah, where Purdue is, but I think Gonzaga can sleep, you know, is a sleeper team too. But yeah, they always are.
I know. And I thought about that. But I actually, in my championship round, I had Purdue versus North Carolina. That's my championship game.
Mm. Yeah.
With Carolina being the champions. But
of course.
But I have Purdue and North Carolina. And I know that's not what anybody's probably thinking is going to happen, but coming out of that bottom bracket. But I think Duke is going to do well enough that they're going to make it easier for Purdue to get to the championship game.
If somebody can stop that big boy Edie from Purdue, they got a chance.
They're going to be in. Yeah, see?
Yeah. But well, Edie is. Okay. What, 7-2?
Why you got NC State in there?
Why? Yeah. I think NC State is that sleeper team. You know, it's always one. Uh-huh. It's always one.
They can
run. Now, honestly, have you seen NC State play?
I have.
Have you seen them play a game?
I have.
You know what NC State remind me of?
What?
A group of boys at the Y.
Oh, they just hooping.
They just going, and they play like dogs, no pun intended, but they play like dogs. Like, they don't care. They scrappy. They going to get it. Like, and that big boy DJ Burns, he's Zach Randolph reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Zach Randolph, left hand, turn over their right shoulder every time. You know what he going to do, but you can't stop it. It don't even matter. Because the boy wide is all outside, and you going to be able to do to just stop it.
You sound so country saying the boy wide.
That's all outside. My boy is
country. Yeah.
He looked like he 352 pounds, and he just moving.
He's using his body weight in the right type of way.
Yeah. And Horn, on their point guard, one of their guards, he's tough too. That boy like that. But NC State, that's my sleeper team to make it
that's
to the
sleeper team.
Yeah, but they gonna Gonzaga gonna run them down. It's gonna be a Carolina Gonzaga.
You ain't got UConn?
No. You'll get over Carolina.
Are you only saying this because you're a Carolina fan?
Oh yeah, believe? Most definitely. I'm biased. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If in reality though, if you mm-hmm. throw away your bias,
uh-huh.
is UConn better than Carolina?
You know they played each other early this year. And it was a great game. I want to say yes, because that was probably the best, but that was one of the best games that I've seen Carolina put together, and they still didn't win. Like, so they were hitting their shots. They were playing good defense, but they still could not just find a way to beat them. I think next time they play them, it'll be a different outcome.
Oh, okay. But if you weren't biased, you would choose UConn.
If I wasn't biased, I'd probably still pick Carolina. Hmm. It's hard to beat teams twice.
Okay. So that's reason. Your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not
because usually the team, you know, especially if it's not like a conference game, if it's like an out of conference game, and you beat a team once, then you go into that next game like, yo, we already beat them once. You know, you just gonna try to tell your boys like, hey, you know, let's repeat, let's do it again. But you might not have that same intensity. The other team that ain't seen you in 6 months probably running a whole different scheme or game plan that you, you know what I'm saying, you ain't seen. You saw it the first time, but they could have switched up and did something different. So, you know, it's just it's one of them things. But I think Carolina's good enough to beat a UConn. It's not like I'm picking like a scrub team, you know.
Yeah. You didn't pick one of the 16 seeds to come out.
My boss told me we was gonna lose to the 16th seed we played. I think it was Butner.
Yeah. I think them Carolina boys might this might be their time to shine. They might. Yeah,
but he's
they should do some last year. Oh, so he just hating.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, he's hating.
So the ladies, I've got our brackets for the ladies. Do you think the women's bracket is more predictable?
Man, this is we all know who's gonna win. Why are we even playing?
Who you think gonna win?
South Carolina's. Why are we playing this? Like, it's a
they're better.
Did you see what they did today?
I did see what they did today.
Didn't they beat a team by 50? Wasn't it Carolina? It was North Carolina.
Yes. Yeah, they play Carolina. Yeah.
Didn't they win by 50?
I mean, they made it look easy. Okay, let's go back to our predictions. Stop. I think the girls might. This is where I think the disparity might occur. Mm-hmm. South Carolina's definitely going to win their region. I think USC is definitely going to win their region. I think the toss-ups is going to be the other regions, which can make it interesting. No?
Iowa's going to win there, so yeah.
You think Iowa's going to really come out? I think LSU is going to beat Iowa.
They ain't got an answer for Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin, you don't think so? Mm-hmm. So you don't think the sheer fact...
Angel Reese play power forward. She ain't going to guard Caitlin Clark.
She shouldn't try to. One.
At all. So,
but yeah. That's neither here nor there. She shouldn't try to. She should play her role, do her thing, and let the rest of her teammates help her out is what she should do. I think LSU is going to come out of that bracket, though.
Okay.
I don't know why. I really don't. I have no X's and O's to tell you why.
You picked that with your eyes closed.
I don't want Iowa to win. So I don't want Iowa.
You let Huey too.
Yes, Huey took his paw. And I said, on that side, I said, put your paw on whichever team you, and LSU was the team. So I said, let's go.
He getting a little blind in his old age.
Yeah, he picked LSU.
Yeah,
I picked NC State to come out because I don't know. I got faith in them. I want to have faith in them.
Because I don't know.
No, I really want to have faith in them. I want to have faith that NC State can be scrappy enough to, like the boys on the other side. I want to have faith in the girls that they can do it.
I got you.
Now, if NC State ends up playing Carolina,
it's going to be another 50-point drag.
They're going to get just slaughtered. But that's neither here nor there. I want them to have that experience. My championship game is actually South Carolina versus USC. I like Juju, so I want to see her be successful.
Juju like that.
Yeah, I like Juju, but I don't know. I don't know if they're prepared to play. I don't know. You know how teams like South Carolina, when you are very dominant, maybe, you know, you start slacking. You know what I'm saying? Where
you think the coach gonna let them slack? Come on,
I
now.
Think.
Let's be real.
No, I don't think Dawn will let them slack. I think she ain't will.
About to, yeah.
I think don't she'll pray. Be.
She'll put you on the bench for you slack.
That's true. And have no problem with it.
And walk right past you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got your championship game is South Carolina, USC? Or you think Iowa could be USC?
No. No. I got USC and South Carolina.
Okay. Juju turned that whole USC program around.
But that's the same thing Caitlin Clark did. But the problem was they're going to run into is South Carolina is a team. That's all seven players, eight players that play. That's a team. USC is just Juju.
Yeah, and some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Juju and the USC four on the back end. Yeah. Yeah.
But South Carolina, the whole team is a problem.
Yeah. And you don't know who's going to be the person that night that just has a game. And you got to defend them.
Well, you know that Lobo gonna have 13 rebounds and 3 blocks.
The big Brazilian. Is she Brazilian?
I don't know what nationality she is.
I don't know. I thought she was Brazilian.
I wasn't gonna guess, but I just know. I know she's 6'9", 6'10", and she plays really well.
She's very tall. She's very tall.
And she's really good.
Yes. I had aspirations of playing in college basketball. I don't know if I ever told you that.
Yeah, 5'3".
Five three quarters.
Okay.
I'm 5'5" 3/4". I'm not.
How tall was that point guard for USC? I mean, South Carolina last year. Her name was like Edie Beatty or something.
She had
braids, like 2 braids. I think her nickname was Itty Bitty or something. I'm trying to see how tall she was, see if you had a chance.
I think I had a chance at 5'5". That's a good guard.
Yeah, but you're not guard. I'm chubby. You're not guard size.
You was going to say that in a nice way. You were trying to say it in a nice way. You want to be like... Yo, bitch.
Hey, what was that girl from Iowa State that had 40 points? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And they were down, and she brought them back to win. She had 40 points.
What's her name? Audi is her name.
That's you, but you only 5'5".
That was your nice win, man.
That's you.
And so
she's 6'3", and you 5'5".
I should have been taller, man. You met my brother, man. The genetics were there. Just like kind of skipped it kind of skipped me. If I would have just been a little bit taller, Mike.
Even if you was Mary's height.
See? Because Mary like 5'8", 5'9".
Right.
Yeah. That's you stupid. So we both got South Carolina. We both got South Carolina and USC, with South Carolina, the complete team, winning. Maybe Juju will pull out a miracle. And I know I do not want LSU to play in a championship game. I don't want that, but
they the only team, if they made it to the championship, they will be the only team that can give South Carolina problems.
Yeah. Did you see the last game between LSU and South Carolina? It's really
you talking about when they was fighting on the court? That's somebody
yes.
That's somebody yes. Brother ran on the court.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it.
And somebody, and he hopped over the security and the announcer because he was gonna protect his little sister. Would you have done that for me?
Would I have jumped on the court?
Yeah, and got arrested.
No, you know what I would have done? You know what I would have done? After the fight and the scuffle was over. Uh-huh. And I would have tried to get to somewhere behind the bench so where you could hear me. And I would have been like, Willette, I know you hear me. And you would have been like, what, nigga? Turned around, right? And you would have turned around, looked at me. I would have been like, you just got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, you would have antagonized me while I was already upset.
Yeah, you know I would have.
Yep. And then I would have been ready to fight again.
Yeah.
And then you would have been like, I don't know why she acting like that. No, I don't know what has gotten it. Mm-hmm. We did not raise her to act like that. But look at her out here acting.
I mean, I can't believe daddy will roll over in his grave right now if he seen her throwing.
He saw that. Oh my God, I cannot believe it.
I can't believe it.
You still.
Yeah. You antagonize me when I'm angry.
I do. Every chance I get. But so South Carolina, USC, LSU might be the only team that could compete with South Carolina, but we're rooting for Juju. We hope Juju can put Southern California on her back and bring hope to that school. Be like Cheryl Miller.
She gonna have to score 100 too, just like Cheryl did.
She might have to. They ain't gonna let that happen, but she might have to score. She would have to score at least 80 for them to win, like single-handedly.
Y'all, this has been another episode of Professional Couch Coaches. Make sure you hit that like, make sure to follow, make sure you subscribe. Peace.